With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A manipulated video that mimics the voice of Kamala Harris saying things she apparently didn't say is raising concerns about the power of artificial intelligence. The video gained attention after Elon Musk shared it on his social media platform X. It's no more Mr. Nice Guy in the 2024 presidential race, White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
At the GOP convention following the assassination attempt on his life, Donald Trump tried delivering a message of unity, but that has since changed. He told a rally last week that he's not going to be nice in this campaign. Trump describes Kamala Harris as an extreme liberal who's weak on crime and the border, and the vice president isn't holding back either. She's calling Trump a predator, a fraud, and a cheater. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, an agreement has been reached between rival Palestinian political factions, Fatah and Hamas. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The agreement is the latest attempt at resolving a long-standing rivalry that looms over any potential vision for the rule of Gaza after Israel ends its offensive in the enclave. Hamas has ruled Gaza for the past 17 years, whilst Fatah is the main force in the US-backed Palestinian Authority that administers parts of the occupied West Bank. Previous declarations similar to this have failed in the past, and the potential joint government would face fierce opposition from Israel and the U.S., both of which reject the pact. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least 15 people have been killed when a mudslide hit houses in a mountainous area in southeastern China. Six injured people have been rescued. Elsewhere, a digital news outlet says a delivery driver on a scooter had been killed after being hit by a falling tree in Shanghai. Thousands of firefighters battling a wildfire in Northern California, getting some help from the weather. Officials say cooler temperatures and an increase in humidity could help. More online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. Voters in Kentucky will consider school choice. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
An amendment will be on the November ballot in the state that would allow lawmakers to provide public money to private educational institutions, including Christian schools. What might result is a type of voucher program that would allow parents to take their kids out of public schools, then receive money to defray the cost of private education. Millions of moms and dads across the country are expressing dissatisfaction with their local schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa's newest pro-life law takes effect today, banning most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The legislation was passed last year, but a judge had blocked it from being enforced. When the Iowa Supreme Court reiterated in June there was no constitutional right to an abortion in the state, it ordered the hold to be lifted. Currently, 14 states have near-total bans on abortion at all stages of pregnancy, all three bans after about 6 weeks. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Hungary's nationalist leader is giving his backing to Donald Trump.
Hungary's nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orban says the European Union is sliding toward oblivion in a rambling anti-Western speech in which he warned of a new Asia-oriented world order. In remarks on Saturday in Bálay Tushnád, a majority ethnic Hungarian town in central Romania, he also threw his support behind Donald Trump's presidential bid. Orban is facing growing criticism from his European partners after embarking on rogue peace mission trips to Moscow and Beijing early this month, aimed at brokering an end to Russia's war in Ukraine. I'm Charles Duledesma.
A judge is overturning a Florida law pushed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis that attempted to limit diversity and race-based discussions in private workplaces. The judge issued a permanent injunction blocking enforcement of the law, previously ruling it unconstitutional. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.